It's here and now.
Dad. Dad.
Leave me alone.
That's a scene from Nebraska, the new movie from Oscar-winning filmmaker Alexander Payne. The film tells the story of a washed-up old man named Woody, played by actor Bruce Dern, who wants to go to Nebraska to claim a fortune he believes is his. Woody's son David reluctantly joins the quest. Dern's performance in the bittersweet comedy is generating a lot of Oscar buzz. But Nebraska is also bringing attention to Will Forte, the actor who plays Woody's son. The former Saturday Night Live cast member is stepping out of his comedic comfort zone in the film and delivers a surprisingly subtle performance. Here and Now producer Emiko Tamagawa brings us his story.
Actor and comedian Will Forte is known for his offbeat, sometimes downright wacky characters. A Twilight-obsessed fan on Parks and Recreation, a cross-dressing boyfriend on 30 Rock. And then there's MacGruber, the special ops agent Will Forte created on Saturday Night Live and later brought to the big screen in a 2010 film. MacGruber is known for his blonde mullet, his tendency to get sidetracked by personal issues, and an unfortunate habit of blowing up members of his team. Take this scene where MacGruber turns down a possible recruit for a mission.
I would love to, but the van's pretty full. You see, it's filled with American heroes with over 100 years of combined combat experience and a whole lot of brotherhood. And no, you can't ride in the trunk, bud, because the trunk is filled with over 75 pounds of homemade C4 explosive that I personally packed in there with my own two.
Having lost his team of American heroes as well as his truck, MacGruber eventually ends up working with the recruit that he previously spurned. We see a very different Will Forte in his new film, Nebraska. He plays David, a bit of a sad sack who sells stereo equipment in Billings, Montana. David's father, Woody, played by Bruce Dern, is determined to go to Lincoln, Nebraska to claim a $1 million sweepstakes prize, even if that means he has to walk there.
Going to Lincoln is the last thing I do. I don't care what you people think.
Listen to me. You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you got to stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time.
You don't even have a suitcase.
I'm not staying there.
Dad, I can't let you go.
It's none of your business.
Yes, it is. I'm your son.
Well, then why don't you take me?
Despite his doubts, David does decide to drive him to Nebraska. He wants to connect with his aging and often cantankerous father. As Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr says, it's a surprisingly understated performance.
It is a quiet performance. It's an observant performance. It's the performance of all of us kids who look at our parents in old age and try and put the pieces together of who they are and who we are. It's a really sympathetic job of acting. And I don't think many of us thought Will Forte had it in him, but of course he did. And there's so many comic actors out there that when they get a chance to really dig into a role, can do it beautifully and with respect to the character and to the ideas behind the writing.
Will Forte didn't think he'd get the chance to dig into the role of David. For one thing, he had to audition for the part, something he hadn't had to do much during his years at SNL.
It's a process I'm very new to and very uncomfortable with. I still get nervous. You would think, oh, you perform in front of live audiences all the time. But there's something about being in this room with just a couple people. It's really nerve-wracking. I'm still getting used to it. So, yeah, to audition for Nebraska was scary because it was so different already than what I'm used to doing. I guess the one thing that did make it a little easier was that I didn't go and audition in a room. I put myself on tape.
After he sent that audition tape, Will Forte promptly forgot all about Nebraska until 4.5 months later. He got a call saying that director Alexander Payne liked the tape and wanted him to audition in person for the part, which he did.
A month later, I heard I got the job, and it was such a surprise. And that's when the terror settled in.
Extreme anxiety is a familiar companion for Will Forte. He describes himself as having borderline OCD, or obsessive-compulsive disorder, which can manifest itself in the need to perform certain actions over and over again.
I have been a door lock checker, faucet checker, stove checker for a long time. I still do it. Yesterday I flew out to Boston from LA, and it took a while to get out of the house yesterday, but I'm much better than I used to be.
Will Forte says that his OCD both hurts and helps him as an actor.
It really helps because I need closure on stuff. I need completion. And in some ways, it creates a real hyper-focus. But in other ways, I overthink things, so I can really stress out about stuff and blow things out of proportion and worry a lot. But more than anything, I think it's, it's who I am as a person. In a lot of ways, I don't know that I would have gotten to do some of the things that I got to do if it wasn't for exactly the way my brain has driven me crazy.
One of the things that Will Forte got to do? Act opposite Bruce Dern, the Oscar-nominated star who plays his father in Nebraska.
To get to watch at such close range as this guy delivers the performance of a lifetime. It's just, it was amazing to watch, and to get to actually be a part of that and watching it with my own two eyes is something I'll never forget.
How did you and Mom end up getting married?
She wanted to.
You didn't?
I figured what the hell.
Were you ever sorry you married her?
All the time. Could have been worse.
Well, you must have been in love. At least at first.
Never came up.
Rolling Stone says Will Forte's performance in the film is revelatory, nailing every nuance in a complex role. Entertainment Weekly referenced his SNL role in their praise, saying that MacGruber proves he's a great actor in Nebraska. For Will Forte, both roles called on him to find the truth of the character he was playing.
This is just a more realistic truth you're looking for. So that was scary because I'm not used to revealing that much, having a realistic truth. For me, it's always like this wacky character, and you can kind of hide behind the character. And this, in a way, was easier because the character is way more like me in my real life, but harder because you feel like you're revealing all your personal moments and secrets, and it made you feel really vulnerable.
For Here and Now, this is Emiko Tamagawa.